What's going on, everybody? It's Glenn, Patrick, and Karma. We're the products of public school, and if you're hearing this, that means it's time for a shorty. All right, so since we've been in quarantine, out of quarantine...
Kind of in quarantine.
Who knows what's coming soon, or if it's already happened by the time that this airs.
It changes daily.
Right now, we're going to give you guys 21 quarantine date ideas for friends, partners, and first dates. This is coming to us from them.com.
Them.us, actually.
Oh, them.us.
Not .com.
It's .us.
It's a nationwide thing, apparently.
It's
something. So, you meet someone, but you're in the quarantine phase, or you're afraid of getting COVID, or whatever it is.
So, it's flu basically, season. You met them online or through a Zoom meeting.
Yes, but you want to go on a date, but you can't. So, here's things you can do. So, the very first thing you can do is you both can take your cell phones and romantically walk while video chatting. So you're basically having a walk together without a walk.
Do that on a fucking treadmill.
Pat, get the wrong buzzer ready for this.
Hold on, I gotta pull that out already.
That's
too.
Not the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
How awkward would that be, Glenn?
Hold on.
Wouldn't that be really seriously strange?
It also, too, like, don't you get seasick when you watch somebody walk?
All right. You could do that on a treadmill. You don't have to go outside.
No, like, if you're on a date, though, I don't think you should do it on a treadmill.
Dude, all that FaceTime shit makes me nauseous.
So,
let alone walking.
You'll probably run into the street and get hit by a car at that point.
Are you holding the phone facing your face?
With a selfie stick.
Or are you holding it facing forward?
Yeah. I would think you'd do it with your hand or a selfie stick facing you.
But if you're organically walking with someone, they're not looking at those views. So do you hold it to the side so it's like them looking from the side at
you? Or out front because you'd be walking looking forward.
I would think that it would be pointed at your face.
Their POV would be forward to the side. No, they're not going to walk in front
of you.
They're
not going to walk at you staring at you sideways the entire
time.
They're going to look at your face.
Front.
No, but if they were organically walking next to you.
It would be on your side.
They would be on your side. So is it supposed to be natural?
No, you're together? I wouldn't think
so. Just hit them with it. All right. Hit them with it. I'm already frustrated. This is so stupid.
Okay.
Second one right here is try out role-playing games.
That's only fun in the bedroom.
What about
Comic-Con, go fuck yourself. No.
Anyone want to play D&D or any other role-playing games during these trying, lonesome times? The answer to that is going to be a resounding no.
Yeah.
That was actually the example. I thought you were kidding.
No, I read that exactly from it.
Hit him with it. I was already there.
Do you want to dress up and put on a fashion
show?
That
could be kind of fun.
No.
Yeah, is she going to put on some slutty stuff?
That's what I would... First date? How awkward would that be, Pat? No, you wouldn't get a first date.
You would get hung up on your FaceTime.
You go to your closet and you change your t-shirt to a hoodie, and then she goes to her closet and puts on a pair of slacks. And then you come in with a wife beater
and some swim trunks on, and she comes in wearing lingerie in the next one. That's where you would want it to go. It would never go that way.
Right, it would never go that way. It's a first date. This isn't someone you've been with for a while.
If it does go that way, she's probably not for you, buddy.
Not a keeper.
She's not for you. She's for everybody.
Hit it once and double wrap.
No, she's totally going to be asking for $5.99 a minute every minute for the next 30 minutes.
And then you're going to try to send dick pics immediately, and then you get like canceled from the internet.
Yeah, so role-playing games, not so much. Fashion show, not so much. Glenn, go ahead.
Do hometown tours or plan vacations on Google Maps.
What does that even mean?
Wait, read it. First date, you're planning vacations?
Unless you're rich. Because you want to go to the Swiss Alps.
Let me read it.
First date.
They put all this time in this article, Pat. We got to do it right. If you're feeling an itch to travel or just missing hometown, try using Google Maps Street View in Zoom screen to share your date around your favorite vacations.
Oh, God.
I don't like it. It's too creepy.
Did you want to see where I went one time? If you go to Google Maps and you look down the street, I was standing on that corner that time and I ate at that restaurant.
Or it's like, I would love to take you to Shiawassee, Michigan. I would absolutely love to bring you there. Let me zoom in right here. Here you go. This is where we go eat.
This is where we would do.
You would order the omelet and I would order the steak. It would be amazing.
And I would make you order a salad. Because there's way too many calories in anything else.
So gross.
Pat gets to read this next one. All right, so good.
Oh, this is so Pat right here.
Read each other's birth charts. What does that mean? Is that like, okay, is that a horoscope?
I don't know.
I hope so, because if it's the actual, like,
if it's actually reading your birth certificate,
that's weird.
And can I get your social security number too?
Thumbprint, yeah. Retinal scan,
credit card. Hold it up to the screen.
DNA. It's only worth $50.
12, wasn't it?
For a more introspective and personal activity, read each other's birth charts and get to know a person through their astrological sign. God. Like Lexer at whatever proposes in search of a practical, witchier, healthier femmes to chat about the... Well, first of all, too many buzzwords were just thrown into that thing there. He's just trying to say... That your horoscope, you should just talk to him about your horoscope.
No, read
that's how
each
I get
other's.
To know people.
I read yours, you read mine.
That's how you get to know people.
That is not, because that's all generalizations about people that were born within a 30-day period.
But even,
and they're not even true all the time.
No,
at all.
They're not. How would they?
How
be
are
true?
They true?
It's like John Edwards over there trying to make fucking psychic readings about your dead relative that's standing behind you. That start his name
John
starts with L M N O P Q R S T P P. Peter, Patrick, Peter. It is Peter, isn't it? No, it's Phyllis, but you're fine.
You think they just get the placemat at the Chinese buffet and read it to each other?
That's basically what you're doing.
That's more interesting than just, okay, how do you how do you even decide on what site you're going to use? Because they're all different. Are you going to be like, let's
which
read...
one's the actual legitimate site that you're saying
I know
use?
The right one, Karma.
Yes.
I do.
Cosmopolitan.
Deathclock.com. That's when I'm going to die. It told me so.
You can also do each other's tarot card readings or get them done together through Zoom or through Skype or
one
what
more.
Have you.
One
I
more.
Actually have tarot cards.
What?
I never learned them, though.
Hit them with it one more.
Oh, a double.
That's double, right?
You want him to double
I wanted
down.
Double
all right, so this one, you have to cook adventurous meals together and try the same recipes.
Oh, my God. Well,
okay,
I hate
wait.
I hate it.
I hate everything
so
about
you
it.
Would both be like, all right, I got this recipe.
Add the sour
you
cream.
Make it, and I'll make it, and then we're going to talk to each other how good it is.
Pat, how hard is
I said
it?
A pinch, you son of a bitch.
I guess quarantine's going to be lonely for me again.
How hard is it when you and I try watching the same documentary and timing that up so we can live text just each other and
right.
live
That's
tweet?
That's difficult.
Like, we're always like, wait a minute, you're 30 seconds ahead of me. And even that 30 seconds in a documentary
is huge.
Is huge. So could you imagine
trying
like,
to cook at the same
tonight,
time?
We're going to make a flambé. Like, that would be so messed up.
Yeah, I think that it already got the buzzer from us.
Twice. All right. Transport food to each other if you can safely. Only if you can do
I'm
it
I'm scared
safely.
Of the corona. Here, take my germs.
I'm going to bring this over and I'm going to set it on your porch. Let it sit there for 3 days before you bring it in
That's
the house
literally
and you can eat it.
What it says.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
You need to say, I'll drop cold press and sourdough starter on your front porch and then you pick that up and you keep going with it.
Nope.
No one's ever done this.
Binge watch a show or program or film together.
I've done that with many
that
people.
Doesn't, yeah,
we love that,
bad.
Though.
I actually do that with her
yep.
over
that's
here.
Not bad.
I also
it's
do
so
it with people
fun.
That are just my internet friends every so often, too. They'll be
You're
like,
You're cheating on me with the internet friends?
Sometimes. That's how
that's
I learned
so
how to
messed
do that.
Up.
But
so
yeah, that's
up.
Fine. That's actually pretty cool where you just literally. I mean, there's the.
He says internet friends. I say dating.
But there's. Things on the internet that you could do that it's called like a Netflix party or there's a couple extensions you could have where it starts the show at the same time on the computers of
Why
each person.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because we have to sit in here and watch it
oh,
on your computer.
Yeah.
And that's
yes.
like the smallest screen in my house. I don't want to watch it on it. What is it, 19-inch fucking
yeah.
monitor?
That's not fun.
With headphones
Karma.
On.
Have fun.
All right. You can virtually cuddle.
How
would I virtually
how
cuddle?
How and how?
Snuggling through a screen might initially sound a little bit lonely, but there's a couple of simple steps to make your cuddling session feel real. First, you're going to lie in your
Get
bed.
Get a real person to go in there with you.
Don't ruin it. You're going to lie in your bed wearing your favorite PJs and a sleepy beverage of your choice.
Xanax.
There's different teas and such you can use. Then you're going to kiss and hold each other through the camera.
I don't even know. That doesn't work.
Is he humping his pillow?
I
have a feeling he's humping the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
He's humping
this
the pillow
you.
And trying to make
this
eye contact
you.
Through FaceTime at the same time.
Call
he's just humping
Daddy.
It along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do it to
and
my...
And she's like, I have a headache. Stop.
You're yelling way too loud. Turn your headphones down.
All right, Glenn.
Oh, God, this is stupid.
Try to paint or draw each other. This is going to go well. Do I need to read
this? What if they have no artistic talent? You're like, I don't look like that fucking troll you drew me. That's the last time I ever virtually date you.
Okay, so you what you're going to do. We're
going to virtually cuddle later. Yeah, no more.
You're both going to sit 6 feet away from each other from the phone.
Oh, this is actually meeting up.
No. From the phone. You're going to put the phone exactly 6 feet away.
I was just figuring
and then you're going to paint or draw each other by looking into the phone over FaceTime.
This has only been hot one time, and even she was doughy then. Titanic.
No. It wasn't even hot.
She was doughy then.
No, could you imagine
after you draw her, you're never getting laid?
No, ever.
And this is first date.
What if you draw it accurately and she's like, oh, you fucking asshole. Like, you look just like this.
But what if you make her look even better and she's like, what an asshole. My boobs aren't that big.
Yeah.
Is that what you wish they looked like?
Yeah, there's no winning at all in this. There's nothing you can do to win. Go ahead, Pat.
All right. Get crafty. I've been studying knitting, and I really wanted to try it and talk to people about it. Okay, right there. It doesn't even get any further. I've been crocheting doilies, and I want to do that with your face in the middle of it. I need you to stare into this.
Yeah, it actually says you could virtually knit, crochet, embroider, or tie-dye. You could even make masks for each other.
I already dropped it.
Oh, that's awful.
That one is I don't have a sewing machine at my house.
That one is a third one, Pat.
One more.
That's painful. You could DJ your own private virtual dance
the
party.
The actual DJs suck ass at that.
Have you guys seen that? It's terrible.
DJ battles are kind of entertaining.
No, you thought it was great. But they're terrible. That was shitty.
No, they're entertaining.
Timberland and Swiss Beats.
No, the sound quality was awful, but the music was great. It took me back to my teenage years.
No, when you told me Timberland and Swiss Beats were having a battle, I thought they were actually battling. I didn't know it was just, I'll play a clip from my song, you play a clip from your song.
It was kind of dope, but the sound quality was just garbage.
And the video quality was also shit.
Yeah, it's crap.
The whole thing
I've done
sucked.
This next one. Visit each other in Animal Crossing. Queer folks are already visiting each other. I don't know, queer folk now?
Visiting each other's
Animal Crossing towns. I did it with my niece on her birthday.
He's been to Robin's Island. Robin's been to his island.
During quarantine, but people had like little wedding ceremonies and they've had other things in Animal Crossing.
First date? What would that be? Like
an Animal Crossing first date, quarantine date? That would work.
That would be cool.
It would be cute.
I've never played it. So
It would be cute.
If you met a chick on Tinder and she said, hey, meet me in Animal Crossing.
Oh, absolutely.
He would be turned on.
I would probably be turned on, but it'd be fun. That's an actually decent one.
Text talk?
And it shows up on the screen and a little text
bubble. And then you can go do things together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can set stuff up and then make...
Well, then...
That one's okay.
We gotta bell it. Like, if Pat's saying it's good, I'll say it's good. Are you concerned with your wife first dating Pat in Animal Crossing?
She can Animal Cross him all day.
You heard it, Robin. You heard it.
All right, Glenn, this one's you.
Co-work or study over FaceTime? How do you study over FaceTime?
You want to go do work with me on our date? No, hey, the answer's no.
I have a math exam.
Yeah, trigonometry. Can you help me? Yeah,
I just need some answers for you. I'm taking online classes. I need you to FaceTime me while we do this.
For first date, you can build new hobbies. So let's say you want a garden.
Build new hobbies.
You want a garden. You want to learn a makeup tutorial. You guys can do that together. This one even says you can learn to skateboard or build.
You want to know how to make this
kickflip?
This birdhouse. You want to see me make a birdhouse? I can make a. Well, then we'll do some kickflips.
I can get some pine cones and some peanut butter.
All right.
Well, wouldn't you?
And the dog from across the street.
You would first have to have the identical supplies, right? So you order this Pinewood Derby kit and I'll order the same Pinewood Derby kit and then we can learn it together on our first date.
No.
I'll tell you what, this sounds like some of the cheapest dating ever.
Well, it's
because I spent a fortune dating.
It's a quarantine virtual date.
Fantastic. People spent a fortune on me.
So this next one is start your own book club.
Oh.
On a first date virtually with somebody.
Yeah.
Is it really a club if it's you and one other person?
I'm just starting it. You're going to be
the new. It's our club. It's just us. It's just you and I. It's our club. Don't worry. So you're going to actually pick the same book and then literally, and it even says literally, start by reading the book together. Every time you finish a page, you're going to discuss it.
Well, no.
I mean, I guess. Okay, if you're really into reading.
Or if you're really that quarantined.
Or if it's like a murder mystery or something, that's kind of like an alternative to watching our documentaries together.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but it takes way more time. Right, so do crazy things with your hair together.
Oh, my God. Oh,
you guys want to braid each other's hair, but like only us are braiding our own
and
hair? Like,
and do it virtually. Pulls out his pubes because they're so long from quarantine. Just
ties them up. Starts putting in beads.
Twists a rope with it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, God. Become snail mail correspondence. Which, in other words, is, would you like to be my pen pal?
What is snail mail?
I mean, but USPS, standard mail.
Old school mail.
But, like, not email. Why can't you just email or live chat? Or, like, aren't you already on Zoom?
Yeah.
I can't wait for your response in 3 weeks.
Did you read my letter? I'm not going to say what it says in there, but did you read it yet? I want to wait and see till you read it. And
you,
then
like,
you're gonna
send
answer
a
me.
Literal dick pic.
Right.
It'll be 3 weeks later.
Yeah. I actually, what are they, the Polaroids. I took a Polaroid of it.
Do a guided meditation or stretch.
That's wrong. Well,
I mean, if you want to see her in downward facing
dog. This last one right here, the quarantine dating. I don't know about a first date, but of course, start sexting.
Of course.
Because if you've got video chat going on and you're kind of digging each other.
Pull the puss out.
Why not just pretend like it's a stripper's
club? Hope Solo it.
Oh, yeah, Hope Solo that it. Strip club. Remember, the strip club actually was doing the paid dances.
And,
remember?
And we discussed girls on it like Snapchat have been doing that before that anyways.
You know what that's called? Porn.
Well,
Oh.
Sexting.
Interesting.
Because if she charges you $9.95 after that for a month's worth of her OnlyFans, then you know it's not a date.
But this also says you want to make sure it's consensual.
Yeah. Well,
that's usually the starting point.
I think the consent form is when you click allow on the Patreon page.
Yeah, right. Exactly. On the OnlyFans when you hit accept or subscribe. Right? Well, that is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. You can get a hold of us at productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. Glenn, give them the phone number.
It's 248-716-TAP-1. That's 248-716-8276. Because if you don't tap one,
no one will.
And that's right. My name is Patrick. We got Karma and Glenn. We apologize for everything.
We're so
and
sorry.
We will see you with a full-length episode next week.
Sorry. Bye, guys.